about the different patterns that drug use can take, recreational drug use, those who become addicted, those whose lives are ruined, and those who go on to ruin other people's lives through their drug use. That's formed the basis of our conversation over the best part of the last 3 hours. But from 9 o'clock, it's over to you. And given what you've heard this morning, given the views you may already have, should we care if people choose to use drugs, to take drugs? If people want to use drugs, should they be free to do so? Or is the law as it stands at the moment and the way that the police respond to the law an appropriate way to respond to drug use? Professor David Nutt is a former government advisor on drug policy who now chairs the Independent Scientific Committee on Drugs, which assesses the danger of drugs. Good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning.
And it's good morning as well to Mandy Saligari, who's clinical director and founder of Charter Harley Street. And I think you offer treatment for addiction, don't you? Give lectures in schools on addiction, Mandy. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I do.
David Nutt, first of all, where do you see the argument at the moment? It's been discussed. It's been discussed within government. It's been discussed within Parliament. There seem to be differing views on decriminalisation or legalisation of some drugs, that some have been moved around up and down different classifications. How do you see that argument at the moment?
Well, the current drug laws aren't scientifically based, but I think in the purposes of today, we really need to understand to what extent the law can actually be adding to the harms of drugs, and that's a great concern, particularly relating to drugs such as heroin, where criminalisation of users often leads to them working as criminals to feed their habit and therefore making other people addicted. So that's one of the most urgent things, is to stop increasing drug use through criminalisation of people who use them.
Would you then decriminalise the use of all currently legal drugs? Would you completely legalise them? Would you what would you do?
Absolutely no. I think what we need is a rational approach. We need an evidence-based approach, such as has been used quite successfully in Portugal. Criminalising the users of drugs is counterproductive. They should be treated through civil sanctions, or ideally, if they're addicted, through the health system. So I'm in favour of decriminalisation. I'm not in favour of open market in drugs, because that would simply lead to greater use. But I think a regulated access, such as the Dutch coffee shop model, is a very sensible way forward, which actually has been shown to reduce heroin use because it allows people access to a safer drug called cannabis.
Right, so you wouldn't have access through those sort of things to all substances, would you? Just the softer drugs?
That's right. I mean, I've argued quite a long time now that a society that actively encourages people to drink alcohol, which in our rankings came out as the fifth most harmful drug to the user, should at least allow people access to less harmful drugs if they want to change the way they feel. Why should people be forced to use the dangerous drug alcohol if they could use a less harmful drug? But I'm not in favour of making easy access to drugs like heroin and crack, because they're certainly more dangerous to the individual.
Mandy Saligari, where are you on this?
Well, it's a really interesting debate, and I'm glad it's happening. I agree current policy does need to change, but I think we need to be really careful about the messages we give, particularly in this kind of soundbite culture. I don't believe that all drugs should be decriminalised. I do believe in what might be known as depenalising. So I think that the law should maintain a kind of line in the sand in order to catch people and redirect them or divert them into therapeutic services and treatment. I don't consider marijuana to be a safe drug, I'm afraid. And I am also really interested in, I suppose, the culture that children grow up in, families. I mean, I would agree with David around alcohol as being dangerous. The culture within families, the kind of culture that children are growing up in, because that brings about the often not talked about profile of ACOA, the adult child of the addict, which is just as pernicious and damaging as what everybody talks about, which is the addict themselves. We need to talk about addiction itself as a culture within a family rather than about the addict or the drug.
But if people want to use drugs, and if they're informed about the effects of those drugs, Why shouldn't they be free to do so as they are with alcohol and tobacco, both of which are harmful to the family within the home as well, or can be potentially harmful to the family within the home? Why do we make this distinction?
Well, I think it's very interesting that you say alcohol and smoking, because they are two drugs, if you like, that are out there, and we are trying as a society to rein them back in. The idea of people smoking in public places now is an anathema. So I think we're coming from a position of it being a criminal offence. And I think we need to move very slowly and very carefully around this rather than releasing from that end. I mean, you say that people need to be informed. People need to be motivated to be informed. May I say, when I go into a school and I am talking to 200 15-year-old children or young adults at, I don't know, 8:30 in the morning, and I go in there and say, "Hi, I'm Mandy, I'm here to talk to you about drugs," there is an audible sigh. There is a belief that they already know everything they need to know about this substance, and I would suggest they don't. Now, I wouldn't necessarily talk about the drugs themselves, but the relationship between the drug and emotional growth, emotional coping mechanisms, is vital. So you say everybody needs to be informed about the drug, but we need not to miss the point around where this drug operates in a person, in a culture, within a family, within communication, within in relationship to self-esteem, for example.
Mandy, thank you very much for that. David Nutt, I know you're coming back to join us for Morning Call shortly. Yes. Do you want to respond to that briefly, though?
When you talk about the harms of drugs, you must always frame it in the context of alcohol. Alcohol is now the major cause of death in young men between the ages of 16 and 50 in this country. You cannot talk about drugs without talking about alcohol. And the second thing I would say is that giving anyone a criminal record for drug possession is almost certainly going to lead to a much greater impact on their life chances, than the drug itself. So we must avoid criminalizing young people. There are a million young people in this country with criminal records for cannabis possession. That dramatically changes their life trajectories, and it serves no purpose other than to drive them further into criminality.
Thank you very much. Thank you. David Nutt's coming back, so your chance, your opportunity to speak to David Nutt on Morning Call this morning. Thank you very much as well to Mandy Saligari for that. And Ron Dean is back with us as well, having made her way across the road. The assistant manager here, who was with us over in the residential part of the centre here. Does the fact that drugs are illegal deter anybody from using them, or certainly the people that you see here? What effect does it have that the drugs they're using are illegal?
I wouldn't say it stops people using drugs. People are always going to use drugs, whether they're legal or not. So no, I don't think it changes anything.
And to anybody that says, well, of course, if drugs were decriminalised, if they were more easily bought, would that change the way they're used? Because we've heard this morning a number of people have used MCAT purely on the basis because it was illegal, they thought it was safe.
No, I don't think it would change anything either.
No.
People will always use drugs, and that's why we're here to sometimes pick up the pieces and provide support for people who do experiment, people who then get dependent on drugs. I don't think, the legality would really change things.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. I think you're making us so welcome here this morning. We're staying for another hour for Morning Call, 03700 100 110.